Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world. Sometimes I do spirit-led sermons from the divine. In our household, we are not ashamed of the blood of Jesus Christ. We worship the Holy Trinity, Father, His Son Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, or some people call the Holy Ghost. Sometimes I release music to you as well that I create, that the Holy Spirit inspires through me in order to help you become more empowered to find happiness from within. And some of the music is spiritual. I'd say a majority of the music I release is spiritual. I haven't done a percentage check, but so far, 90 songs in less than 3 years. I can't wait for the rest of my life. I was literally praising my Savior, singing my original music, and He whispered to me, I want you to do a sermon right now for President Biden and President Trump. So the sermon title is Prayers for Both of You. Okay? So the first thing that came to mind, and I do not pre-plan these at all, ever. The first thing that came to mind was my spiritual head of household growing up for, on the feminine side, my mother, the matriarch of the family. She is, for our nonprofit arm, Erin Nicole Ministries, which is a veteran-owned, I'm a veteran spouse, and my husband is a veteran, one of the top-trained assassins for President Trump. My mother is the spiritual Chief Spiritual, I forget if she hasn't agreed on her title yet. I like Chief Matriarch, Spiritual Officer of our nonprofit ministries. Long story short, I come from a background of spiritual, and not just spiritual, right? Because there's all kinds of spirits in the world, but I'm talking the Lord above all lords, spiritually connected to the divine, has a personal relationship with Him. My mother, she was born in 1950. September's her birthday, so y'all could get ready to get her some big old presents. She's been a believer for a long, long time. I think her 20s was when she came to know Jesus Christ as her personal Lord and Savior, and she studied in the Catholic faith growing up. So she's got both knowledge of the history of where Christianity stemmed from Catholicism, and that stemmed from Judaism, and my mom has studied for decades, and she's taught, and when my grandmother, my father's mother, was alive, she would go to women's Bible studies, a Bible study fellowship, BSF, and they would discuss every Wednesday, I believe, was their weekly session, and they would be on the phone almost every day talking to each other, because my mom knew how to build great family cohesion. And so I learned how to pray from my mother. I learned how to pray to the Father deeply. She is a prayer warrior. She has been a prayer warrior through her church body and through her Bible study group. When my father was alive, he passed in 2016. So she's a widow, but she's not weak. She's meek, and meek in the Beatitudes, in the Christian faith. If you read through the Sermon on the Mount, that Jesus Christ spoke out of His mouth, He speaks specifically on what it means to be meek. And that was one of the things, I think, that sealed the deal for my husband falling in love with me, because he was like, oh, you come from a meek mother. I know you're good. I'm not sure. You'd have to ask him. But in any case, I say that as a story to give you the foundation of the advice that I'm going to give you. It's not advice from Erin Nicole. It is advice from all of the decades that come before me and the bloodline that I came from on my father's side. Royal blood. King David, who slayed Goliath. And if you continue on through that bloodline, Jesus Christ came through my DNA bloodline. I am a descendant of Jesus Christ. So what I say to you, what the Holy Spirit decides comes out of my mouth right now, is holy. It comes straight from Him through me. I am the vessel. So whatever comes out, believe it to be true and accurate. My design and intention is to bring peace, harmony. That is what my husband's and my design and desire is. And we haven't been able to speak at all because you guys are so angry with each other. And all of the financial ego and financial backing and the power and all of the evil on both political parties that has infiltrated America. I don't think either one of you are evil people. I think there's a bunch of evil people that are in the backgrounds trying to manipulate and cause division in our nation. I was speaking yesterday to my uncle about this, and he was speaking about a book I'm going to see if the library has on the Roman Empire. And the book was written by a gentleman, I forget what year, but this was a long time ago, and he spent decades studying the history of the Roman Empire, and we are literally living in the recycled pattern of the past. So my prayer for both of you is that you can think on and pray about in your meditation time, whatever your spiritual practice is, we respect it, right? Because we are in alignment with the United States military chaplain standards. We do not discriminate against your faith system, as long as you don't harm anybody, especially children. So our desire is to bring harmony. So think about what you like about the other person. What part of their leadership can you find common ground on, right? Because we need to have peace, because there are so many people in America right now that are on edge about, are we going to have a civil war? Are we already in civil war? Are we going to go in World War III? I believe we're already there because of the information that is sent to my device remotely, because both political parties have tried to use me as an informant. And that same uncle that I spoke to yesterday told me that there's actually history of that in our nation, of musicians being used as spies in our history books. And he told me that. He's an extremely smart person. I said, interesting, that's what they've tried to have me do in the last 3 years without giving me permissions. So the patterns of the past repeat themselves. Because why? Because people read history books, or they have conversations within the military and your private little conversations. But I have spiritual knowing because I'm in the bloodline of Jesus Christ. Nobody's going to be using Aaron Nicole anymore unless it's to spread more love around the world as Jesus said to do. Capiche? Capiche. Okay, so that's my caveat. So be thinking about, number one, what do you like about the other person? Doesn't mean physical attributes, right? You're not going to like give them a fake compliment like, hey, you know, I really like how you had this agenda about this, this, and this, right? Look for the good in the other person. That is going to soften them to be more open to receiving feedback from you. Okay? Of course it's a competition to become the next president, right? Of course. Our history and the multiple decades of people bashing each other, right? That is how it's always been done. But guess what? Nobody's been through a pandemic in our lifetimes. So nobody trusts in either one of you. I trust a little more in Trump because you allocated your resources. But even I am not sure who tried to kill my husband and me last year. Yeah. So I am choosing to love you as Jesus said to do, because he is the leader of my life. He is number one, and then my husband is number two. But I've had to deal with the ramifications of being forced into homelessness and the tragedy of my bank account. Forced into homelessness 3 times, almost 4 in 3 years, because you guys can't get along, because one of you, evil, evil deciders, somebody in your team asked your top security guy, Mr. Biden, somebody asked him to sneak in on my social media and send me an invite and get on my podcast and respond to my therapy experience invite right away as a private experience. And he said yes. And then he comes to my house and offers me protections when he could have said, no, I can't offer you protections. Reach out to your local authorities. But he said yes. He came to the house and he made me think I was getting protections. And then he sent me to Trump's top guy on purpose. And then y'all committed treason and you used me illegally. You used an American citizen to commit treason on American soil. That is an act, I believe, I'm not an expert in military laws, but I believe that is an act of terrorism. So I am trying to see the good in you, President Biden. I'm trying. But you need to drop the arrests trying to arrest President Trump. That is communist activity. We all smell that miles away, and nobody likes that. None of the families are happy with the situation in America right now. Middle-class families, there's a majority of middle-class families. Of course the rich are liking it, because you're giving them secret payouts, I imagine, through all of these secret bank accounts. How do I know that? President Biden, I'm in the bloodline of Jesus Christ. I know things because he reveals things to me. I have the gift of prophecy. I'm a prophetess. He revealed your secret bank account, nonprofit website. Do not deny it. I've already shared it with my husband. He already knows about it. He already knows that it doesn't work anymore. And he also has access to all the history of all the people that purchase and transfer domain links. You got caught. I'm not trying to catch you and get you arrested. I'm not trying to get your head cut off in some random island where they do all the military deaths or whatever that's all hush hush that we all know about anyways. I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to love people and not love inappropriately little kids. I'm trying to teach everybody about the love of Jesus Christ. And you've on purpose blocked Aaron Nicole in the last 3 years for making money. Blocked events for veterans and first responders, making yourself look like you hate America. I had 225,000 on my invite list last year for free for a therapy that I was in development with. And I had the head of Disney Hotels as a guest edutainer. And I had one of my connections that y'all bullied who performed for a previous Super Bowl. He earned the right to perform it. And y'all bullied him to disassociate from me. Being bullies just because you have power and influence. Because I believe Bill Clinton. Yeah, I believe he's heavily involved in that one. I don't know for sure, though. There's been a lot of people that have been doing a lot of espionage against Aaron Nicole. And for what? Because you guys are threatened. Because I'm in the bloodline of Jesus Christ. And many of you practice satanic rituals. And you know you can't come near me. Because of the power that I have within me. Jesus' name is more powerful than all your evil activities. I'm willing to find common ground. I'm willing to meet with you all in October. I'm willing to forgive everything you've done and for you to donate tax-free into our nonprofit bank account. You can check the blog on my birthday blog for all the details on that. And there's also some additions that I would like. They're not demands, but I would like. You can listen to all the sermons leading up to today's released episode that you're listening to right now for all the details. But y'all need to figure out how to get along, okay? We teach this in grade school athletics, right? We teach this at the sporting events, right? People have 2 drink limits. Why? Because they get crazy in the stands and then they start beating each other up and then there's riots, right? And then the kids are learning bad behaviors. So the two of you need to be examples for all the little boys that are watching you and paying attention and thinking that it's acceptable to throw people in jail just because you don't like them. What is that saying about the freedoms of America, okay? So my prayer for both of you is that you look for common ground. My prayer for you is that you are able to admit that you've made wrongs. We're going to meet privately, discreetly, and we're going to discuss all these concerns. And you can let out, you can air your frustrations. We are a safe space for you to do that. October's meeting, along with Tony Robbins, who I know is heavily financially backed by the Democratic Party. And so I think that'll be a nice neutral ground for us. And he's a coach, a business coach, a life coach, just an awesome human being that I've learned a lot from. He and his wife, she's amazing, full of love, and she's helped to make him an even better human being. They're going to be in the room. You're going to be safe and free to air your frustrations, but come in there with your egos checked out the door. Come in there with your problems checked out the door. Don't trust anything you see in the media, because there are so many Illuminati people that have bought out our media. You need to decide what is the objective in that meeting. Do you want to have civil war in our nation? Do you want to have a bunch of people die? Or do you want to create a sense of peace where we can figure out common ground, together, all of us together. My mom's going to be in the room as well. Jesus Christ already revealed to me. The Holy Spirit is going to reveal some real visions. Everyone will be able to see in that room. No one will be able to deny that he's real. No one will be able to deny that I'm in his bloodline. That's what he already revealed to me. I can't wait for that meeting. Because I desire to see us all win as Americans. And that means that we allow people to have their freedoms. That means that we are accountable when we make mistakes. That means we apologize when we make mistakes. And people are willing to show us mercy. Because the more mercy we show others, the more mercy he shows us. I'm willing to forgive everything that's happened to me in the last 3 years. I don't desire for any of you that have committed terrorism and treason to die. Because that doesn't make me more confident at all in America. That would make me even more concerned for the safety of the women and children. Hey? Because we need our security teams to keep our nation safe and protected. They did what they had to do because you ordered them to, because of this contest, for much of the stress in my life that the Holy Spirit forced me to enter. Okay? So some tips, some recommendations for you while you're praying in your private time. You could take it or leave it. You know, if you have your own private prayer practice that you're comfortable with, that's fine. But let me tell you, my prayers move people. My prayers change things. And the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. So some things I learned from my mother and my grandmother and all the pastors and ministers that I look up to. Number one, you need to start with gratitude. Thank the Lord or whoever you're praying and worshiping to. In my household, we pray to the Father. Sometimes I say Jesus Christ. Usually I say Dear Heavenly Father. That's kind of how I start off. So start with gratitude, things you're grateful for. That kind of opens it up, as Pastor Joel Osteen says. It sends a sweet aroma to the Lord for him to be open to receiving your messages, right? He hears all of everything we say out loud. He knows all of our thoughts. But there's power when we speak aloud and remind him what we're grateful for. Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you for the breath that I'm breathing right now when some people are struggling to breathe. Real talk, right? There's a lot of people on ventilators right now or hyperbaric chambers, right? My uncle was telling me about his father. Okay? 8 hours a day, 5 days a week for the rest of his life. That is not a life I desire for. So if you are able to breathe through your own lungs, thank the Father for that. Thank the Father for being able to smell, to be able to see, to be able to hold your wife or your husband, right? If you're listening to this and you're first lady, I haven't been able to be with my husband for a year and a half and zero contact. No complaints. No complaining. I don't care how many death threats you've had. I've had 13 in the last 5 years, 6 years, since 2018, however many years that is. It's 2023 now. Okay? No complaints. You got to get over that. You're in a leadership position. Okay? People depend on you. They need you to be professional and mature. Okay? So start with gratitude, number one. Start with gratitude, and then what else do I do, Father? What's next after that? Usually I'll pray for others. So I start with gratitude, and then I'll think about everybody that, if people have reached out to me for prayer requests, or if there's people in my family or my friend circle or people in passing that I've heard that they're going through really difficult seasons, they're going through something really, really difficult, I try my best to get their name and I write it down on a little sheet. And then I pray for all the people that have, maybe they're going through cancer treatment. Maybe they're in a car wreck. Maybe they lost their job. Maybe they lost their spouse. Maybe somebody died suddenly, right, in their life. Or something positive. They had a new baby. And so they're excited, but they're also stressed and not sleeping, right? So praying for others in your close immediate circle and in your family. For me, I pray for all the security teams that look out for me. I know all security teams for all the presidents watch out for me. Because they've been paying attention and testing me for 3 years. And many of them, I know, have been transformed just by reading my content. And also, sometimes when I have bad days, then they're like, oh, Aaron's having a bad mood. Let's check it out. So I pray for their families. I imagine, I've never met any of them except for one from each of the two teams. I don't know if we have any independent security people, but if we do, mad respect for your voting choice. That's your choice. But I pray for their families. I imagine that many of them are married. I imagine that many of them have children and maybe even grandchildren or great grandchildren. So I pray for their families, for their safety, for peace for their kids and for their grandkids and for their great-grandkids. That's what women think about. We think about other people and their families. So you could do that too. And I know that my father had people praying for me my whole childhood, and his pastors and his coworkers, because his coworkers, oh, it's his coworkers. That have checked in on me since I started this Move Happy movement. I don't know if people sent them on purpose to me, or if they just had seen me tag my dad in content when we did direct sales before he passed away. I'm not sure. But you can pray. You can pray for those that you do business with, President Trump. For the family members that are impacted by all the companies that you own. I don't know who does it, but I see on the Instagram it recommends me to follow different accounts. And I didn't even know you had like your own like golf places. And I mean, I knew about the hotels and whatnot, but I'm so excited to meet you and to learn from you. I imagine that, you know, if you decide that you like spending time with me and the energy that I bring, and you can tell that I'm sincere, that maybe you will eventually open me up to pray for your family members, right? In person. I mean, that would be so neat to be able to, you know, lay hands on a shoulder and pray for their well-being if they're going through an unexpected, you know, medical condition or whatnot, or unknown thing going on, right? You got like a growth or whatever, and you're like not sure if it's cancer or what it is, right? These are things that I think about. Like, I don't hope for people to go through bad things, but we in the military, I'm not in the military, but I'm a veteran spouse, and I've grown up around all kinds of military families, and a lot of my friends' parents were in the military. You plan for the worst, but you expect the best. So you plan for all the possible scenarios, and then that's what hope is. You still look for the good, right? So when you're praying, you can start with gratitude and then pray for others in your community, in your coworker space, in your citizens that you are responsible for. You know, there's 350 million of us, right? We're all counting on you to come together, to soften your hearts, to soften your egos, and to do maybe even a public service announcement on television, President Biden. I think that would be really helpful for you to say, hey, there's been huge mistakes in the media. We're not actually trying to arrest President Trump. There's been people that have hacked into our nation using satellite interceptions that sexualize and sacrifice children, and we're destroying all of those people as we speak. I actually have a lot of respect for President Trump because... And then you fill in the blank with something authentic. That is something you could do. Now, that is a big reach for Aaron Nicole, but I'm a big dreamer. That's what people say. That's what people keep telling me. Aaron, you're a dreamer. But baby, I'm a dreamer that takes action, and people move mountains for me because my faith is strong. My faith is much larger than a mustard seed. And he said, I will move mountains if your faith is small as a mustard seed. So the greater your faith, the greater the things he moves in your life into your direction, as long as it's in alignment with his purpose and plan for us. Okay? So gratitude, pray for others, and then confession. This is what separates us from the Father. So if there's anything in your gut instinct that you're like, you know, there's some things that is separating me from the Father right now. Maybe there's someone that wronged you and you're angry with them, right? It's okay to be angry, but it says do not go to bed angry, right? Don't let the sun go down on your anger. So deal with it right away, okay? There's a lot of animosity towards you both because you've gone to bed angry and you haven't forgiven, okay? So whatever it is, whatever the years, decades of all the mistakes each party has made, or people under you have made and you didn't give them permission to, but you didn't have a good hold on your people. Yeah, you're responsible for your people. Forgive, right? Confess it to the Lord. Hey, I've been holding on to this anger about Mr. Trump and all this, this, and this. Father, I confess to you that I've been holding this as sin because it's been more than a day, right? Please forgive me for this. I release this anger to you, Father. Please replace. And this is where you do. When you confess, you replace, because you have to think about it as like a wound in your leg, right? You got like this nasty wound, right? And it starts to scab over, but there's an infection before the blood starts to coagulate, okay? I'm getting very medical to hopefully give you an example you can understand. So you've got the wound. You've got germs inside the wound, and then the blood is starting to, as blood is supposed to do, coagulate, right? Make a wall to protect it from the outside elements, but there's poison on the inside. So when you confess your sins to the Father, you are opening the wound and you're getting ready to take out the poison, okay? When you open the wound and you take out the poison, there is a gap there. So it has reopened the wound. So when you replace what you've confessed, you replace it with the truth from the Word. So for example, Father, Father, I have to confess. I've been angry with this person for a month now. I haven't confessed it to you. I'm sorry I've held on to this instead of confessing it right away. Please forgive me for harboring anger more than a night. I thank you and I praise you for forgiving me. I replace the anger with your truth that I can forgive those who do wrongs against me. That's it. That's all you got to say. You could get more specific and dive into Bible verses if you need to or want to, but that's all you got to do is replace it with the truth, right? In your Word, it says that, like, for example, if you killed somebody or you told somebody on your team to kill somebody and you made a mistake and you killed somebody, you can't change that, right? You can't be like, well, let's raise him from the dead. If you believe in Jesus' power and you have a personal relationship with him and he decides that he can raise somebody from the dead through your hands, then it is possible. I'm not going to say it's not possible, but it's highly unlikely unless he says, yes, I'm going to perform a miracle through your hands, because Jesus did raise Lazarus from the dead and he did give his powers to his disciples. So I'm not going to say it's not impossible. Okay. 100%. It's not impossible, but not likely. So if you did kill somebody, right, and you say, dear Father, dear Heavenly Father, I had somebody killed on his side. I confess I've committed murder by being involved in a murder or by being involved in a hit put on President Trump's team or whatever, right? I'm just giving an example. Father, it says in your Word, thou shalt not commit murder. But I know that even Moses committed murder. He killed a man that was harassing and abusing the slaves when he found out that he was actually an Israelite. He was not an Egyptian. So I know that you can turn this around for your good. I don't know how you're going to do it, Father, but I ask you to forgive me. And I ask you to replace this truth in my mind, because I've been feeling really guilty about it. I've been feeling condemned about it, and I've having self-harm thoughts about the terrible things that I've allowed my team to do or the terrible things my team has been doing because I'm a poor leader right now. You got to get honest with God. You can't fake it with him. He knows all our thoughts, okay? And then you ask him, you say, thank you for forgiving me. And then how you close it up, Father? What do we do to normally close it up? So first, I'll recap. So first, start with gratitude. All right, thank the Father. Open up the channel way. Open up, it's like you're dialing on your phone. You open it up by starting to say thank you for all the things you're grateful for. And then you pray for all the people in your community, at your work, in your family, in your friend circle, or your citizens that you're responsible for. You confess. You release anything that's separating you from the Father, and you replace all the lies, the condemnation that the enemy might have as footholds on your mind with the truth from his Word, or just replacing the lies with the truth. And if you're not familiar with the Bible, then you might need to start getting into the Word and looking up, what are some Bible verses on forgiveness? What are some Bible verses on blah, 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 fill in the blank with whatever you're confessing. Okay. And then I usually just close it up and I just say, thank you, Father, for this time with you. And I mean, it's different every time because I don't try to like, what do you call it? When you do it so, all you need to do is these four steps, it makes it really religious. So I'm trying to not make it religious for you. I'm just trying to give you simple steps that you can use in your private prayer time. So I'm really hoping President Biden and President Trump that this is helpful for you and that it's not information that you don't believe will be effective and helpful, because this has helped me in less than 6 years get your attention, get all your team's attention, and your whole, all the teams decided to keep me alive, even though somebody, many somebodies on both teams tried to have me killed multiple times since 2018. So I'm just saying, I keep it humble, but and I married the best man in the world, there's that. But I do believe I have favor, and what I speak about has value. So I hope that it's helpful for you. And then usually I just close it up and say, thank you, Father, in your name or in your heavenly name, amen. And amen just means we agree. And so if you're by yourself, you're like, well, I'm just by myself. Do I say amen when I'm by myself? Yeah, because you're never alone, because he is always by your side. Okay. Now, if you do not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and you're like, I'd like to pray these things, but I really don't think that I am at the level of which I can pray yet, then you might need to do your first prayer, and it's asking him into your heart and confessing that you're, in general, a sinner. You don't have to confess every single sin out loud. You can go, if you're more comfortable with the Catholic faith, you can go to a Catholic church and then speak to them and do your confessions and do your, what do they call that? I think it's rosemaries and whatnot. Whatever is comfortable for you, we respect that. I'm teaching you from my faith system what I learned having a personal relationship with the Holy Trinity, with Jesus Christ, and also being in his bloodline. So you do what you believe is easy for you. What else, Father? Is there anything else you'd like me to give advice for them? Pray for their families? Okay, he says he wants me to pray for your families. So dear Heavenly Father, I thank you and I'll praise you for another day on this earth. Father, I thank you that you've made progress in my life. I had been so stressed these last few weeks that I know it had separated me from you, because I allowed the stress to keep the joy from me in my life, and I didn't trust you 100%, Father. So I confess, Father, I confess that I didn't 100% trust in your unfailing peace in my life. But I know that you forgive me every time. So thank you, Father, for forgiving me, for not trusting you. Yet again, I've fallen short of your glory, and you love me still, Father. I thank you and I praise you for forgiving me, and I'll replace all of the fear and the stress with your truth, that I'm a child of the Most High King, and nothing, all the attacks of the enemy are rebounded back onto them. Father, right now, I ask that you will put your hedge of protection over the Biden family, over the Trump family. There is so many lies told in the media. Nobody knows what is real. Nobody knows what is truth, except for your truth, Father, and your truth remains true through generation after generation after generation. And your truth is that love conquers all. So Father, I thank you and I praise you for providing a hedge of protection over both families, sending your guardian angels. Just send a few of mine. You've already told me you have provided me over 1,250,000 angels. And just one of my angels, just one of them in the Old Testament, slayed 125,000 men. Father, I am willing to send some of these angels to guard and protect their families, Father. I also ask, Father, that you would give them wisdom. You would give them unity. There is so much personification and hacking from overseas people trying to cause division in our nation, Father. I thank you and I praise you that you are raising up their families to have unity, to have strength, to have cohesion, because they are representative of our nation. They are the brand ambassadors of our nation and how we look and are perceived to other nations. But it's way more, Father, it is way more important to look our best for you. We don't love the world, Father. We don't want any part of the world. We are called to be salt and light, a city set on the hill, Father. So I ask and I pray and I thank you in advance for providing wisdom and guidance to the children of the Trump administration, to the grandchildren of the Trump administration. And if they have, I don't know if he has great grandchildren, to all of their cousins, to all of their nieces, to all of their nephews, Father. And the same goes for President Biden's family. And if any of their families have adopted children that have been adopted into their families and now have the honor of being presidential family members, Father, I thank you and I praise you for protecting their minds from spiritual warfare. If there is any attacks of the enemy, Father, I thank you and I praise you for sending your archangel Michael and any other angels that you protect us with all around the world, Father. They come from all nations. I thank you and I praise you for sending them the protections, for sending them your peace that passes all understanding, for being their ultimate counselor, for providing them immunities. Father, right now, I thank you and I praise you for all the doctors that lay hands on their families. Father, I thank you and I praise you that you give them wisdom, you give them peace, you give them good, sound sleep. You give them unison, all of the doctors, Western and Eastern medicine, Father, anyone that schedules appointments with them, anyone that cooks for them, Father, I know there's a high level of stress for chefs because of the murder that happened or whatever happened in the media, Father. But fear is not of you, Father, so we're going to concentrate on bringing peace and bringing your confidence that no one else is going to be harmed from this day forward on American soil, from Americans to Americans, that your love trumps all, Father. And I thank you and I praise you that your name reigns supreme. And your son did the ultimate sacrifice and rose from the dead, showing all of us what's possible is that anything is possible when we keep you first place, Father. I thank you and I praise you in your heavenly name. Amen. Father, is there anything else that you'd like me to share with President Biden and President Trump and their families? Okay, I hear you with the Obama families. What about them, Father? He says they are terrified right now, okay? They are terrified, and what else, Father? They are weeping over the children. You want me to say that out loud? They are weeping over the children that they have harmed. They are asking for repentance. Okay. Wow. Okay, Father. So we all need to gather around in providing a space for them to receive the forgiveness of the Father. For he says in his word, you are to forgive 70 times 7. It's not an eye for an eye. That is the Old Testament. It is Jesus' law. When he died, he became the ultimate sacrifice. That is what our nation was founded on. That is what I desire and what the Father desires. There are some people, though, that will be dying for what they've done to the children of the world. And it seems like what he just revealed to me, that they have repentant hearts, that they are terrified out of their minds. I imagine the death of their chef frightened them. I don't think their team did it. I think it was a wake-up call for them to get a lot of attention on their family, because they were providing. Mr. Obama was having a child sex slave, but it sounds like he's no longer doing that. So if they are asking for repentance of the Father, he is the one. He is the ultimate judge of all of us. It is our job as citizens of the world to choose to love people and to choose to show mercy. I promise you, our nation will be much more profitable if we can look for the good and we can find peaceable ground. Is there anything else, Father? Okay, the Clinton family, what about them, Father? Okay, do you want me to say that out loud? Okay, he says, you don't want me to say that out loud. Okay. All right. Just remember that it's not a sin to be angry with someone, but you're not supposed to let down the sun. Don't sleep on it. Okay? That's when it can start to turn into like gastrointestinal diseases and ulcers and all kinds of things. Release it. Release it to him. You could do that all throughout the day. You could praise him all throughout the day. That's what I've learned to do much more frequently. And because I've chosen to do that, he chooses to communicate with me much more and reveals to me gifts that I get to share with you all. And I can't wait for the rest of my life. So I know that we're going to meet in October at some point. I know all of us and all the presidents, all the first ladies, Tony Robbins, his wife Sage, my pastors Joel and Victoria Osteen, Beyonce Knowles and her husband, Jay-Z, excuse me, Oprah Winfrey, the U.S. Marine veteran who was in my original Move Happy program, my mother, my husband, and the man, the top security man for President Biden's team. We will all meet privately at some point in October. And on October 17th, all of us that are willing and able to be on social media, we're going to post our photo together. It's going to be a photo where we're all going to stand together. And someone else is going to take our photo. So if the U.S. Marine veteran doesn't want to be in the photo, we're going to respect that because of HIPAA privacy laws. I will never force him and I won't force anybody because nobody should be forcing nobody to do nothing. But I think it would be an outstanding representation of love and how we can figure out how to put our differences aside and forgive each other and move forward in life. I'm willing to do it if you guys are as well. All right. Love you guys so much. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. Oh, what's that, Father? I forgot to do a call to action. So at this time, we can't accept any donations or tithes on our ministry website because of the Illuminati contract for 3 years with the security teams of President Biden's team. I am forgiving you, but that means that I have been blocked from making money for 3 years so that they wouldn't kill me. So I did release my address on the Mark of the Beast episode. If you want to listen to that, you can fast forward it all the way to the end if you'd like to send a cashier's check or cash. But I'm even hesitant with that because I was targeted last fall. So, and they told me at the bank that even cashier's checks have been fraudulent. So all the banks are high level stress right now. You're not supposed to mail cash. So, I mean, and then my websites, like people were creating fake bank accounts in my devices remotely while I was asleep. So I've been dealing with so much BS. I don't think that it's the time to get monies yet. We got 67 days left until that post. So I'm being patient. I'm being real patient. So what you could do instead, if you're listening to this episode and you're like, wow, who is this lady? I want to help her because she is definitely showing some grace and some mercy. Maybe you don't live in the United States and you're listening to this. Do me a favor. I've been in this contest, in this running for the first ever in history, global mental health ambassadorship. And I've won. Yeah. I've way over won. Way past first place. And first ever chief spiritual officer position of the United States of America. What you could do for me, though, I know that I've won because the Holy Spirit revealed that to me and whatever he says goes. It would mean the world to me if I've added value to you, or if you just like the story, or you like my energy or my voice or my husband or veterans and veteran spouses or whatever. It would mean the world to me if you would reach out to your top level leaders in the nation that you live in, you are from, or you have connections to, all your top dogs, if you will, and let them know, say, hey, make sure you vote for Erin Nicole for Global Mental Health Ambassadorship and Chief Spiritual Officer of the United States. I like her. She's for the people. She ain't for her bank account. She ain't about her own self. She ain't selfish. She's full of love. Let's help her out. Make sure to let them know, say, hey, also, help bring her husband home. Yeah, because my husband tried to do the right thing, the legal thing, his right, and he tried to retire from this organization, and they tried to have us killed last year. So that's slavery, and our government right now is totally against having slavery in the textbooks in Florida and Texas. So if you're going to take it out of the textbooks, you need to take it out of your government security teams, all right? And let this man retire and be with his wife. So thank you. Love you guys. Okay, bye. See you next time.